Well, last time when we come up here and offer prayer and stuff, the man who's leading the prayer, they'll comment and thank the Lord for the blessings he's given us, for the wisdom he's given us, for the knowledge he's given us, for all the good things he has given us and such as that. And we all need to be thankful for that. And God also has given all of us the opportunity to make decisions. And we have the opportunity to make decisions throughout our lives. Sometimes they're good decisions. Sometimes they're not so good, and sometimes they're bad decisions. So we got to realize that God has given us ability to do lots of things. I came across this story, I think is really something that's kind of neat, and I'd like to read that for us all tonight and hope we get some benefit from it. After a few of the usual Sunday evening hymns, the church minister slowly stood up and walked over to the pulpit. Before he gave the sermon, he briefly introduced a guest minister. The preacher told the congregation that the guest minister was one of his dearest childhood friends, that he wanted him to have a few moments to greet the church and to share whatever he felt would be appropriate. An elderly man stepped up to the pulpit and began to speak. A father, his son, and a friend of his son's were sailing off the Pacific coast. A fast approaching storm blocked any attempt for them to turn back to shore. The waves were so high that even though the father was an experienced sailor, he could not keep the boat upright. The three were swept into the ocean as the boat capsized. The old man hesitated for a moment, making eye contact with two teenagers who were for the first time since the service began, looking somewhat interested in the story. The old minister continued with the story. Grabbing a rescue line, the father had to make the most excruciating decision of his life. To which boy would he throw the other end of the lifeline? He only had seconds to make that decision. The father knew that his son was a Christian, that his son's friend was not. The agony of this decision would not be matched by the torrent of the waves. As the father yelled out, "I love you, son," he threw out the lifeline to the son's friend. By the time the father had pulled the friend back to the capsized boat, his son had disappeared, and beneath the sea, his son's body was never discovered. By the time the two teenagers were sitting up straight in the pew, anxiously waiting for the next words to come out of the old minister's mouth, he continued. He knew his son would step into eternity with Jesus, and he could not bear the thought of his son's friend stepping into an eternity without Jesus. Therefore, he sacrificed his son to serve the son's friend. How great is the love of God that he would do the same for us. Our Heavenly Father sacrificed his only begotten that we could be saved. I urge you to accept this offer to rescue you and take hold of the lifeline. With that, the old man turned and sat back down in the chair as silence filled the room. The preacher again walked slowly to the pulpit and delivered a brief sermon with an invitation at the end. However, nobody responded. Within minutes after the service, the two teenagers were at the side of the old man. "That was a nice story," politely said one of the boys, "but I don't think it's very realistic for a father to give up his only son's life in hopes that the other boy would become a Christian." "Well, you got a point there," the old man replied, and glancing down at his old worn Bible, sorrow began to overtake the old man's smiling face as he once again looked up at the boys and said, "It surely isn't very realistic, is it? But I'm here today to tell you that I've understood more than most the pain God must have felt to give up his only son for you see, I am the man who lost his son to the ocean that day, and my son's friend that I chose to save is your minister." That's kind of a neat story. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but it has a very good ending and a realistic one too. We have opportunity throughout our lives to do things that might be difficult, might be hard. Hope none of us ever had to make a decision like this, but what would you do if you did? What if you had a situation come up where you had family members? You had, say, your daughter and son. Say your daughter was a member of the church, your son wasn't. and you had an opportunity, say if your house is on fire, what would you do? How would you make that decision? That'd be hard to do, and I hope none of us ever had to confront that, but if you did, it's something you need to think about. So we need to prepare our friends, our children, our loved ones before that ever comes about, because if we're prepared and we know they're going to have a heavenly home, there's nothing better than that. So if you have opportunity to teach someone, neighbor, whoever, you need to do so. Don't let it go by another day if that opportunity to confront you. So take that opportunity. And we all know that God has given us his son. We talk about that every time we have a gathering together. We talk about what Christ has done for all of us. He given his son that we can have that chance for a heavenly home if we accept him. We acknowledge who he is, and we come forward, and we are baptized, and we seek to be a follower and a servant to the Lord the rest of our lives. We have to be obedient and faithful for the end of our life. So if you have that opportunity tonight, if you have that desire to do so, please come forward as we stand to sing.